professionally edited by Otto Frank, which brought the diary and its message to millions of people. The task of compiling the expanded edition was given to the writer and translator, Miriam Pressler. Otto Frank's original selection has now been supplemented with passages from Anne's A and B versions. Miriam Pressler's definitive edition, approved by the Anne Frank Fonds, contains approximately 30% more material and is intended to give the reader more insight into the world of Anne Frank.
In 1998, the existence of five previously unknown pages of the diary came to light. Now, with the permission of the Anne Frank Fonds in Basel, a long passage dated 8th of February 1944 has been added to the end of the already existing entry of that date. A short alternative to the entry of the 20th of June 1942 has not been included here because a more detailed version of it is already part of the diary. Furthermore, in line with recent findings, the entry of the 7th November 1942 has been moved to the 30th of October 1943. For more information, the reader is referred to the revised critical edition.
In writing her second version, B, Anne invented pseudonyms for the people who would appear in her book. She initially wanted to call herself Anne Aulis, and later Anne Robin. Otto Frank opted to call his family by their own names and to follow Anne's wishes with regard to the others. Over the years, the identity of the people who helped the families in the secret annex has become common knowledge. In this edition, the helpers are now referred to by their real names, as they so justly deserve to be. All other persons are named in accordance with the pseudonyms in the critical edition. The Institute for War Documentation has arbitrarily assigned initials to those persons wishing to remain anonymous. The real names of the other people hiding in the secret annex are the Van Pels family from Osnabrück, Germany, August van Pels, born 9th of September 1900, Hermann van Pels, born 31st of March 1898, Peter van Pels, born 8th of November 1926, called by Anne in her manuscript Petronella, Hans and Alfred van Daan, and in the book Petronella, Hermann and Peter van Daan. Fritz Pfeffer, born 30th of April 1889 in Gießen, Germany. Called by Anne in her manuscript and in the book Albert Dussel. The reader may wish to bear in mind that much of this edition is based on the B version of Anne's diary, which she wrote when she was around 15 years old. Occasionally, Anne went back and commented on a passage she had written earlier. These comments are clearly marked in this edition. Naturally, Anne's spelling and linguistic errors have been corrected. Otherwise, the text has basically been left as she wrote it, since any attempts at editing and clarification would be inappropriate in a historical document. June 12th, 1942. I hope I will be able to confide everything to you, as I have never been able to confide in anyone, and I hope you will be a great source of comfort and support. Comment added by Anne on the 28th of September, 1942. So far you truly have been a great source of comfort to me, and so is Kitty, whom I now write to regularly. This way of keeping a diary is much nicer, and now I can hardly wait for those moments when I'm able to write in you. Oh, I'm so glad I brought you along. Sunday, 14th of June, 1942. I'll begin from the moment I got you. The moment I saw you lying on the table among my other birthday presents. I went along when you were bought, but that doesn't count. On Friday the 12th of June, I was awake at 6 o'clock, which isn't surprising since it was my birthday. But I'm not allowed to get up at that hour, so I had to control my curiosity until 6:45. When I couldn't wait any longer, I went to the dining room, where Murcia, the cat, welcomed me by rubbing against my legs. A little after 7, I went to Daddy and Mummy and then to the living room to open my presents, and you were the first thing I saw, maybe one of my nicest presents. Then a bouquet of roses, some peonies, and a potted plant. From Daddy and Mummy, I got a blue blouse, a game, a bottle of grape juice, which to my mind tastes a bit like wine. After all, wine is made from grapes. A puzzle, a jar of cold cream, 2 guilders 50 cents, and a gift token for 2 books.